brought to you by Penguin.
Da 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 da! Wildflower. This is the author, Drew Barrymore. To my friend family, my flower family, my Copelman family, and my daughters, thank you. You taught me everything I know. Preface. I wrote this book without assuming anyone would ever read it. And yet, I wrote it for you, the person listening to this right now. If it feels personal for you, then I am so happy, because it was personal for me. I didn't write it in any particular format. This is not a sweeping life story, but an elaboration on times in my life as I remembered them. I asked myself from time to time over the course of exactly 1 year, what should I revisit? Or what story should I tell? Because to me, these are stories. My publisher wanted to call this a memoir at first, but that didn't sound right. Memoir seemed heavy to me, and I wanted this to be light. This is a book you can dip into or listen to whenever you want. A book you can read when you want. A book you can listen to when you want. But I can only hope that every once in a while it catches you inconveniently feeling something. It was inconvenient writing it with two young daughters. They are my universe, and I felt terrible pulling myself away from them to write. Ever. But every mother knows how this feels. However, I discovered that over this year, that being a mother is at times hardest in the transitions. Pulling yourself away, you feel like the devil. But once you do, you can be more present. And the gift is that once you pull yourself away from your responsibilities, you can fully be a parent. It's being present that matters most. And when I was writing, I shut my door. I would let the inspiration flow. For some reason, I had to write this book. I have become more private every year, and yet these stories were beating at the door of my heart, screaming, "Let me out!" Maybe it was that I have always dreamed of being a writer. Those people who do the typing and the transporting are my heroes. I have never been able to do that. I have never been brave enough, smart enough, had enough to say. I had not exercised those abilities in my life. And now I have, alone in a room. And yet, as I say in the book, you do nothing in this life alone. And most of all, you do not live alone. And therefore, we all have stories to tell. These are mine. Wildflower, a poem. Out there in the world of chaos, all the concrete and fumes, people with determination behind the wheel, the soles of their feet wiser, some faces with souls of routine, others with high hope of their destination, among all the human and industrial invention, my eyes find a tiny wildflower. With pretty yellow petals and a brown button nose, reminding me that there is beauty everywhere. A compass of nature, a second of stillness in my mind, as my heart races to the rhythms of its swaying in the wind. You are that flower, reminding me of what is real. Birds of Paradise. In 1975, the neighborhood I grew up in, West Hollywood, was a colorful place. It had an aesthetic of old cars, the way one idealizes Havana, and the wildly different styles of architecture from one house or apartment building to another.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?